So, tell me about the time that you had bacon.
Okay, so I was at a restaurant with my mother and her boyfriend got like bacon pancakes, and there were a bunch of little bacon bits on it.
Bacon bits right in the pancake batter when they cooked it?
Yeah, and on top.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I asked him if I could try some, and he said, sure. And so I took one, and I ate it, and it was the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. And then I felt really bad because I thought about the poor pig and everything that it went through, and I almost started crying, but it was so good, so I had another bit. And then I was, like, almost crying at this restaurant with bacon bits in my mouth.
And that was the first time, for the listeners, the first time that you've ever had bacon your whole life.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
12.
So you're really kind of torn between the pleasure sensors that were firing full steam in your head with the moral ethical implications of eating meat.
Yeah.
Yep. That is a dilemma for vegetarians.
And I don't like a lot of meat either. Like, chicken is pretty good, and I will eat chicken, and I will feel remorse, of course. I started to eat chicken for a little while and stuff, and yeah. But a lot of meat I just don't like very much, but bacon, it was, like, really, really good.
Yeah. It's funny, I never crave bacon when I crave meat. I do crave another breakfast meat, though. I crave sausage biscuits and sausage gravy, but yeah, so I can still taste it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But then the horrors of animal cruelty and yeah, all of that kind of thing.
Mom said she was pretty good about being vegetarian, but sausage was like always something where it would just take over.
Yeah, it's hard to resist. Our pleasure sensors are so much stronger, it seems like, than just our conscience about what the right thing to do is.
Yeah.
Yep. Any final thoughts?
No, not really.
All right. Tune in next week.